Profile series. I'm your host, Matt Hicks, the FF Educator, joined as always by John Lobb, the Gridiron Scholar. And this is the Ray Davis rookie profile. Ray Davis has had a heck of a collegiate journey. And if you have been playing CFF or following college football as long as me and John have, you know it started off at Temple. He smashed. He went to Vanderbilt. He smashed. He transferred to Kentucky to finish his college career. John, and what did he do? He smashed. So I'm excited to get into this profile to talk about Ray Davis, who's going to be going a little bit later in your leagues, but has some real sneaky upside status. So, John, why don't you go ahead and lead us into the running back out of Kentucky?
I agree with you, Matt. He does have some upside that I think is being overlooked. And we know that the NFL running back position is all about short term. I think Davis is going to get a chance, and he's worth kind of drafting in the fourth or fifth round of your dynasty drafts if he falls that far. And he has clearly taken a road less traveled to the NFL. We have been watching him, Matt, since 2019. That was before COVID. I may have watched Ray Davis as much as any running back in our college profiles preview series, just because he's been, you know, in the college football for so long. In high school, Davis played running back and defensive back. He also competed in basketball, baseball, and track, and we love that versatile athletic skill set. As you mentioned, in 2019, he enrolled at Temple, and he immediately caught my eye, Matt. He was a waiver wire pickup in college fantasy football. I live in the Northeast. UConn was playing Temple at the time. He earned a varsity letter as a true freshman. He was named first-team freshman All-American by PFF, and he rushed for 936 yards and 8 touchdowns. I traded for him in a college fantasy football dynasty league. I was all in. I was impressed by him. As a sophomore in 2020, Matt, he only played 4 games before he endured his first season-ending injury. And then in 2021, he only played in 3 games before suffering another season-ending injury. That year, he rushed for 211 rushing yards and a touchdown. So he clearly had moved off of the radar of college fantasy football fans and draft nicks at that point. In 2022, though, Matt, he moves on over to Vanderbilt. And what he does is he rambles for over 1,000 yards, and he had 29 receptions for 169 yards, and he scored 8 touchdowns. I was really surprised that he went up a level of competition from the AAC up to the SEC, and he was a 1,000-yard back, Matt. That's impressive. And then he made another business decision. In 2023, he went to Kentucky. Now, it was a stronger program, but he's still not at the upper-level SEC, so he's playing top-level defenses, but it is a very good offensive scheme for running backs. He earned second-team All-SEC, Matt, in 2023. He rushed for 1,129 yards on 199 carries. That is really impressive. And 31 times he logged a run over 10 yards. But what I was most impressed, Matt, if you watch the film and you'll tell us what you see, he had 33 catches for 323 yards, and he totaled 21 touchdowns. Matt, very impressive resume. It is a little volume bait there, right? He's been around for a long time. But what does your film study say when you looked at Davis?
Yeah, Ray Davis has been a fun guy to watch over the years. You know, there's some guys, you watch them live, you get excited about them, but you're a little nervous. You put them under the microscope. He's had a long college career. Like you said, you've had the injury, so you don't quite know what you're going to get. But when you put him under the microscope, John, the results are definitely positive, all right? The fears have been resolved. First off, right off the bat, the power, the play strength is absolutely there. Playing in between the tackles, Ray Davis is an absolute force to be reckoned with. He's got a powerful lower body. He's got well-built legs. They churn through the end of runs. He's a tenacious runner. He's aggressive. I mean, he will literally run over SEC linebackers. If you want to see just an absolute show, you have to flip on Kentucky versus Florida in 2023. He went over 200 yards in this game. I mean, he shredded the Florida Gators defense. And a big part of that was really overwhelming the linebackers at the second level. He's good burst off the snap. But I like his explosiveness even more when he gets to that second level of the field. He'll shoot through the gap. He'll shoot into the second level of the field. And he carries really good momentum moving downfield. He's what we would call a really classic downhill runner. He's going to, you know, shoot into that second level and carry that momentum downfield. You know, he's not going to be the fastest guy in the draft class. We know that. I think there are some limitations in terms of his lateral agility. He's not going to be the most elusive guy, but he does have some shake to his game. You know, there's some subtle elusiveness. If you're talking about working in a tight space, working in between the tackles, Davis proves that he can make guys miss. He has good hips. He has good footwork, and he's able to get that done well. So he's going to primarily work in between the tackles, but there are examples of Davis being able to work off tackle as well. So I think there's more scheme versatility than he's necessarily given credit for. And I think that comes down to his vision. He's a patient runner. He's going to wait for the play to unfold, and then he's going to commit to open gap. So he's patient, and then when it's there, when it presents itself, he hits the gap with conviction. I like that with my running backs. He's effective when targeted out of the passing game. So, you know, again, he's not Bucky Irving, right? He's not going to be a guy where you can project him out to 60 to 80 targets. But you give him 35 targets and another 175 touches on the ground, that 200 touches, he'll have the opportunity to be a running back two, running back three, and really contribute on your fantasy football roster. A big piece of that production translation, John, and it's going to be really interesting to see what offense he lands in. Davis, you mentioned it, was effective at the goal line, all right? And we love when our power running backs, you know, combine that vision, that explosiveness, and are able to push it through 2-3 yards at the line of scrimmage. That's transferable. That's fantasy production. And that absolutely defines Ray Davis. John, just like it defines the amazing resources over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. We have plenty of fantasy production pushing out to all of our patrons right now, including the now live and released 2024 rookie guide, over 100 pages of detailed insight on the class, over 70 rookie profiles breaking down all of these players in depth. We've done a great job. We're going to be pushing 35 rookie profile videos. It's not even half of what's in the rookie guide right now. And you can also get in on the Rookie Big Board Discord, active advice, quick advice on how to rebuild, overhaul your roster, work through trades. Now is the time, folks. The Rookie Big Board patrons are flowing in, and you want to get in on it now over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard, and you could save 15% off with that annual membership. All right, John. So we've talked about Davis's career. He's had plenty of time to rack up those stats at the collegiate level. So when you plug him into your model, how does he look for NFL success?
I was very pleasantly surprised when I started plugging in the numbers, Matt, because I liked the film the last 2 years at Vanderbilt and at Kentucky. First thing I noticed when we got official weights, his BMI, Matt, is outstanding. He's 5'8", 211. That BMI is 33.4. So you put the 40 time, 4.52 with that BMI, and I agree with you, he's very good between the tackles. And that benchmark of 30 at BMI is rather important if you look over the totality of the last 10 years. So I'm very impressed with that. I also, scrimmage yards dominator, Matt, he can carry the load. 33% he had for Kentucky this year. Opponents had to stop him, and they could not, Matt. I believe that he is a rotational back in the NFL. if you need him to start the stop, to start a game and he needs to get 22 carries, he could do that for you in that spot. I don't know if he's going to be able to do it for a 17 game load, but he can do it for you in short bursts and help your team. 94 career receptions. I agree with you. He's not an excellent pass catcher, but he's proficient, Matt. He can do that. This is the stat that I think is being overlooked with him. He had 31 carries over 10 yards this year in the SEC for Kentucky. There's some impressive numbers. I have him in the top 10, Matt, of my rankings. What should fantasy footballers know about Ray Davis?
Yeah, let's take everything we've been talking about with Ray Davis and let's translate it here to some fantasy football value. So my expectation is that Ray Davis will be a day three NFL draft selection, which is not a problem, folks. Listen, after the first three, you know, maybe five max running backs in this class, we're going to be deciding which of our favorite day three prospects do we like. And I could absolutely see Ray Davis being a priority selection once you get into the mid third round. That's the sweet spot for me in your Superflex rookie drafts. So my projected ADP for him is 305 to 308. And at that range, John, I'm definitely going to get some exposure. Now, of course, the obvious caveat is that landing spot is going to matter, but Ray Davis is the type of guy where you don't necessarily need to see that he's going to be a 200 touch guy in his first year. What you need to see with a guy like Ray Davis is he in a spot where if somebody or you know, one or two guys in front of him either don't produce or get injured, when he steps in, will he be able to get 200 touches? Because with that volume, he's going to be efficient. He's going to produce. With red zone opportunity, he's going to be efficient and he's going to produce. So in the third round, I'm definitely going to try to get some exposure to Ray Davis. And I would suggest that all of our listeners and viewers do the same. Now, my fantasy football value comparison here is going to be J.K. Dobbins. Now, remember, this is not a stylistic comp. Obviously, as a prospect, J.K. Dobbins was a lot higher. But in terms of what you can expect, you know, I think Dobbins is going to be somebody with high upside, but we don't exactly know what we're going to get. And he's probably going to be a rotational running back, at least to start for whatever team he signs for. And then with that opportunity presented, he could really smash. And so that's why my equivalent here is J.K. Dobbins. I project Ray Davis to be in that running back three territory, right? Running back 30 to running back 40. You're going to plug him into your flex spot. And if he's going to have the opportunity to produce that volume, he's going to do very well in your flex spot. And you'll be very happy to get a guy like that in the mid third round. John, just like you'll be really happy to get all the resources available over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard, the Discord, the Dynasty, the Devy, the in-depth rookie rankings. Nobody's digging deeper and more accurate. And of course, access to the 2024 rookie guide. All of that available now at 15% off with that annual sub. As always, we appreciate you checking out this rookie profile.